这个校长高兴能够在这里与你们一起的聚集。
To know that you all are still serving the Lord together as one church.
知道你们还是同心合意的一起侍奉神。
You know we live in very exceptional times.
我们住在一个非常的一个时期。
Since you left Mother Church.
自从你们离开那个母会，就是班旦。
19 years have flown by.
19年已经过去了。
You know that we have crossed from one century to the next.
你知道我们从一个世纪进入另外一个世纪吗？
We were in the 20th century, now you're in the 21st century.
以前我们是在20世纪，现在我们是在21世纪。
How good has the Lord been to us?
神真的是恩待我们。
Look back and count our blessings.
那我们回想，来想起神的这个恩典。
I remember the first meetings we used to have in homes in this Bukit Panjang area.
当我们开始的时候，我们第一次聚会的时候，我们在这个五级班长的这个家庭里面聚会的。
I recall the days when I was asked to come.
我记得那个时候我被邀请到他们当中
BPGO
那是在这个不给颁奖的
I wonder how many of you attended those meetings
到底到我们当中有多少人参加请你把手举起来
about 20 or so
大概20多位
well we grew until it was bursting at the seams
我们在那边发展直到那
几个 so the group reported back to session
所以那一个组呢就向那个
党
中委报告
you understand
让你知道这些
how the Lord has been good to us
回忆这些历史让你知道神的恩典是多么大
and they told us now it's about time for us to form a church
讲说现在应该成立一个教会
what did session say?
那个长执会怎么讲呢
I remember very clearly
我记得很清楚
to start and build another church
再建一个教堂
probably is beyond us
如果要建一个教堂是不在我们能力之内
it's not easy and not cheap to start another building
如果要建一个教堂的话是不便宜也不容易
I said to the group
我跟那一个小组说
pray
祷告
And the Lord will open the way.
神会为你们开路的。
Amazing.
很奇妙的。
Very soon we had the answer.
那很快的我们就得到一个答案。
This place was offered to by elder brother Reverend Timothy Toh.
这个地方呢是由这个已故的杜祥辉牧师给的。
So he told us there is a place available in the airfield of Tinna.
在这个空军基地呢有一个地方。
So we got talking.
那我们就一起来。
And the result is we moved here.
那之后呢，我们就来到这个地方。
Isn't God great?
这神实在是伟大。
Look back and think.
你再回想一下。
You grew to be too big for the flat that you met in.
你那个小组已经大到不能够在那个主屋那边聚会了。
God opened the way for you all to come.
所以神就给你们来到这里一起聚会。
For many years you were the sub.Tenants.
在这里你们是在这里是个
主来的
还有另外一个主
that owns these black things.
就是他们拥有这些仪器的
they were the main tenant.
那他们是主要的租户
we were the sub-tenant.
我们是副的
but as time went on,
当时间过去
somehow we became the main tenant.
我们就成为主要的这个租户
God is good.
神是在恩待我们
now what's in the future?
那将来是怎么样的呢
I cannot see the future.
我不能够知道，我不知道前面如何。
Neither can you.
你也不知道。
But the word of God tells us very clearly.
但是神的话也清楚地告诉我们。
And all the developments around the world and in Singapore tell us.
在世界各处和新加坡所发生的事情告诉我们一点。
Can you guess what kind of future we face?
你知道我们将会面对怎样的一个未来吗
？Think.
想一想。
Well, I'm telling you.
那我告诉你
，from observation，
从我所观察的
，from the word of God，
从神的话语
We live in perilous times.
我们是活在一个危险的时代里面。
Spiritually, very perilous.
在一个属灵上呢是很危险的。
How many will continue to attend church, but inside them there is a rebellion into the world?
在我们当中很多人参加聚会，但里面是一个违背的心。
This is the problem of the 21st century.
这是21世纪的这个问题。
I'm so happy that it was given to me by your pastor.
很高兴你们的牧者呢。
Today's sermon, the title.
今天我们的这个题目。
Do you know the title of today's sermon? What are we going to talk about?
我们到底要讲什么呢？
Standing for the old faith.
捍卫古旧的这个道。
Oh dear friends, it is so vital and so necessary that we stand fast.
我们很需要，而且很重要的，我们必须要站立的稳。
Please turn to the Word of God.
让我们翻到神的话语。
In the text we had read earlier, Jude's epistle,
就是这个犹大书,
just before Revelation,
在这个启示录之前, 最后的第二本书,
only one chapter,
只有一章罢了,
and it is full of dynamite,
那里面有很多很多的这个, 劝勉,
very powerful stuff,
里面有很多能够感动人心的话,
very relevant,
然后对我们是很, 确实的。
Jude, who was he?
谁是犹大?
The writer of this letter.
就是这个写这封信的这个作者。
Do you know who he was?
你知道他是谁?
The Lord Jesus' half-brother.
就是主耶稣的, 兄弟。
Remember the Lord Jesus was born of a virgin.
那这主耶稣是透过童女所生的。
Subsequently, she had other children.
接着下来，他有其他的这个弟兄，其他的就是其中一个就是犹大。
And he refers to himself.
他这样说
，He calls himself the servant of Jesus Christ.
他讲他是耶稣基督的仆人
，and brother of James.
是雅各的兄弟兄。
James, we know from Acts of the Apostle, was the head of the group that came. Continue to serve the Lord and to preach the gospel.
我们知道从这个《使徒行传》这个雅各呢，是他们的帮助和首领。Another
half brother of the Lord Jesus.
就是主耶稣的另外一半的兄弟。
So these two were brothers.
叫雅各，叫犹大呢，是兄弟来的。他们两者是兄弟来的。Now
you know who Jude was.
那你知道犹大是谁
？And we thank him.
我们为着他感谢神
for writing this letter,
他写下这一封信
for giving us the title of today's sermon,
让我们知道今天下午的这个题目
for leading us to think,
让我们想一下 知道我们这时代是危险的
Do you understand?
你明白吗?
Coming to the 19th anniversary,
让我们庆祝这19周年纪 这个周年的时候
Calvary think our church is good,
这个登嘉堂好
，Only rejoicing is good.
这个一起的欢乐是好的。
But remember, the rejoicing is to remember that we live in perilous times.
在这个欢庆的时候，我们要知道我们活在一个危险的时期。
And the title of the sermon today focuses our thoughts on the peril of the day.
让我们看今天的主题的时候，让我们再一次的，把。 这个注意力呢，放在这个世界上。I
will repeat the sermon title again. Standing for the old faith.
那今天的这个讲题呢，是捍卫古旧的这个真道。What
does standing imply?
这捍卫是什么意思呢
？You stand fast and unmovable.
你必须要站立的稳，不可以摇动。
How many believed and served the Lord for a while? And then lapsed and fell away.
很多人呢，他们侍奉了一下子，他们就离开了主。
For various reasons, people leave the church.
有为着许许多的原因，很多人就离开了这个教会。
For you, this title of this today's sermon is stand fast.
这边在今天下午告诉我们，我们要在神的道上站稳。
Do not fall away.
千万不要离开。
Because the only thing we have is the faith.
我们唯一有的就是我们的信心。
So this sermon title is standing for the old faith.
今天下午的题目就是、为的古旧的、真道站立的稳。
We read verse 3 so that we understand what the writer Jude is telling us.
我们来读第三节。
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write to you,
亲爱的弟兄啊，我想尽心写信给你们。
It was needful to write.To exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith.
论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为同结一时教父圣子得到建立的证据。
What is Jude talking about the faith?
这里这个犹大所讲的这个信心是什么呢？
The faith that saves us, the word of God.
就是这个信心讲到这个神的话拯救。
Given to us in the scriptures.
是在圣经里面所提到的。
This is the faith.
就是那种的信心。
And it refers to this faith as the faith which was once delivered. You may say once for all delivered.
啊，这里讲到这个信心呢，从前一次就交给信徒的。
In other words, it must not be diluted or perverted or adulterated.
啊，这样子的神的道不能够被扭曲，不能够被淡化的。
You say, how can it be?
那你想怎么能够呢？
Let me give you the illustration.
让我给你一个例子。
Coming to church is alright, but any church is good.
啊，就说来教会是可以的，但是而且哪一个教会都也没有问题。
Her faith is good, but any kind of faith is good.
我可以有信心，但是任何一个信仰都可以。
No, there's a book that says we need faith, not God.
有一些教导说，我们要有信心，但是不要神。
How terrible it is!
这是很可怕的教导。
Believe and follow them.
啊，有些人就相信，而且跟从他们。
What is Jude talking about?
那犹大怎么讲呢？
Stand fast on the faith which is once for all delivered.
要为着一次交付圣徒的这个真道呢，站立的稳。
When you all left Calvary Pandan,
当你们离开这个班旦的时候，
it was with the faith of the gospel.
就是有这个福音的这个真道在你们心中。
From that day till now, 19 years,That faith did not change.
从那时候直到19年之后呢，这样子的一个信心还没有改变。
It must never change.
啊，它也不应该改变。
Must not be modified and made diluted.
不应该改变，也不应该把它淡化。
Most terrible thing is to be given up. The faith is changed.
最可怕的就是放弃或者把这个信仰改变掉。
Thank God this church stands on the faith.
感谢神，这样子我们教会还是继续站在这样子的一个信仰上。
Now what is the problem here?
现在问题是在哪里呢？
What caused Jude to write this letter?
为什么这个犹大会写这封信呢？
He was amazed at the development andcompletely shocked with the development.
他因着周遭的这个发展，这个其实感到很惊讶。
Verse 4.
在第四节。
Listen.
我们看一看。
He says there were certain men infiltrated, crept unawares into the church.
因为讲到这边有些人偷着进来教会。
And they began to teach another gospel.
他们教了另外一种的福音。
Which is not the gospel.
这不是真正的福音。
Turning the grace of our Lord into lasciviousness,
将我们神的恩当变作放纵与情欲的行为。
How can it be?
那怎么可以呢？
Do you know how it can be?
那怎么能够变成这样子呢？
Let me explain to you.
让我来解释一次。
Supposing someone teaches you,
有人教导你。
grace of God is so good.
神的恩典实在是好。
He will forgive you of anything.
他会赦免你一切的东西。
He will bless you with all the favors.
他会将赐福给你。
Don't worry.
不用怕。
Do as you like.
只要按照你心所想。
Live as you wish.
只要过着你所喜欢的生活。
Young people, you want to go on the holiday?
如果你去了，你可以去旅行吧。
Girlfriend, boyfriend, go.
如果男女朋友可以混在一起。
This is exactly what is happening today.
啊，这是就是这发生在这时代
的。In society,
在这个社会里面。
Unfortunately, it creeps into the church.
很可惜的，它这个
冲
进了我们教会里面。
This.Preachers of false gospel have crept into the church.
这些讲这个传这个假福音的这个传道人已经偷进了教会。
And they turn the grace of God into lasciviousness.
他们把神的恩变作放纵情欲的这个机会。
Now, do you understand what is the grace of God?
你知道神的恩典是什么吗？
We come to the Lord and say, Lord, I have sinned.
我们来到主耶稣面前，我们说我已经得罪了你。
And the Lord says, repent.
主耶稣说你悔改。
You change.
你改变。
Never again to do the old things.
不要再犯旧的罪了。
Lord, I follow you.
哦，主啊，我跟随你。
Does the Lord forgive?
主有没有赦免你？
If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that Jesus died for you on the cross, you will be saved.
如果你口里承认，心里信他，从死里
复活，你必须。
但是你必须要以你这行为来印证你的这个信心。
These men crept in unawares.
这些人是渗入这个教会里面。
Stealthily infiltrate the church.
是偷偷的进入这个教会里面。
And lead the young people to sin against God's law.
引诱这些年轻人来犯罪得罪神。
So never mind, never mind.
我说没有问题，没有问题。
Live as you wish.
按照你的心里所愿意、所喜欢的来过活。
You know what is lasciviousness?
你知道什么是放纵情欲吗？
You have a dictionary, you go home and look it up.
如果你有这个字典，你可以查一查。
What does lasciviousness?
什么是放纵情欲呢？
Doing what your natural body feels like doing.
就是按照你自己本身的这个情欲里面的所爱好的来做。
In as any field that you wish, especially and particularly in the sexual morals.
在任何的层面上你都可以，特别是在这个性欲方面。
The doctrine here is perverted.
在这里，这个教导已经被扭曲了。
God's grace is to forgive us.
神的恩典是要赦免我们。
When we confess and come to Him,
让我们认罪来到他面前。
And never again to go back to the old ways.
我们将不会再回去那旧的这习惯了。
As the Word of God says, like a dog going back to the vomit and eating up what he vomited before.
就像圣经所说的，将狗把吐了，然后再回头吃他所吐出来的东西。
Don't think it is the grace of God that is being extended again and again and again.
不要想到一直滥用神的恩典，以为神的恩典会继续的向你长。
This is the doctrine of.These men crept in unawares.
这就是这些人这样子偷进来这样子的这个教导。
Last century there was a movement called the hippie movement.
在上个世纪有一个叫做嬉皮士的这个运动。
Do you know that the cultural leader of the whole world is in America?
你知道他们的这个带领者呢？领导。
Whatever happens in America.Comes to the rest of the world.
在美国发生的事情将会蔓延到其他的这个世界。
It used to take years to come to Singapore, for example.
啊，以前呢要几十年才来到新加坡。
Nowadays it takes days.
那现在呢，只要几天就可以蔓延到新加坡。
What's the difference?
有什么不同呢？
Communication.
是因为我们之间的这沟通。
All those days.For example, when I went to Belfast to study, in 3 years,
I made home, made telephone calls home three times.
然后我在这个Belfast 读书的时候，我在三年里面只打三次电话回家。
Nowadays, every child holds a handphone and can call anywhere in the world anytime.
那现在每一个孩童呢，都手上都有一个手机，而且可以随时随地。
So we need home to study in overseas countries. Speak to their parents anytime.
那些在国外读书的，他可以任何时候跟家人谈话。
In the same way, evil things now are communicated very fast.
这样的这个罪恶的事情也容易的借着这样的沟通来影响。
A little handheld gadget.
只要你一个这个手机就可以了。
This is the difference that makes the time so perilous.
啊，因为这样子的一个不同呢，使到这个时代呢是个危险的时代。
It makes our meditation today on the old faith very relevant.
啊，这个这为什么我们要再次的思想这个古旧的这个真道
the ？Culture happens in America.
这个文化是发生在这个美国的。
Hippie culture has gone into the church.
嬉皮士的这个这个这样的文化呢，已经渗入渗透入教会。
Really?
真的吗
？You know, many churches have a traditional service.And a youth service, two services a day.
你知道有很多教会，他们有两种的聚会的这个方式，一个是传统的，一个是年轻人的。
One is old service.
一个是旧，一个是旧的。
One is a new service.
一个是新的这个崇拜。
One is for the old people.
一个是给那老年人
the old ways.
一个要给老年人让按照旧的方法。
And one is for the youth.
有些是跟另外一个是跟着年轻人。
You want to sing.Contemporary songs.
他们要唱这个现代的歌曲。
Many of them are of hippie origin.
这些都是有这个嬉皮士的这个这个根源的。
Immoral songs.
这不是道德的这个歌。
And becomes part of Christian culture.
要成为这个基督教的这个文化。
You say how? Don't be old-fashioned.
你想不要守旧。
We are here to consider standing on the old faith.
那在这里我们讲，我们特别要站在这古旧的真道上。
Dearly beloved,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，be concerned for yourself.
你必须要为着自己来关心。
Be concerned for your children.
关心你的孩童。
How they grow up?
他们怎么样成长
？You say never mind now.
你说没有相干。
We are old people.
我们已经老了。
Old fashion.
我们已经很古旧了。
They are new fashion.
他们是新的那一
代。Let them go.
让他们按照自己的心意走吧。
In no time, the old people die off.
当我们老了一代死了。
Then the church has only young people.
那教会将会有年轻人代替。
Grow up to take their place.
他们成长来代替这个。
This is why we must be concerned with.Standing for the old faith.
因此，我们必须要在古旧的真道上站立得稳。
Please turn to a passage of scripture, and you know what I mean. In 1 Corinthians.
我们翻到哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第六章。
Don't say never mind. The grace of God is always effective for me.
啊，不要以为说神的恩典是对我们是有效的。
So why should I obey all the commandments?
为什么要遵守一切的这个诫命呢
？Especially the seventh commandment.
特别是那第七个诫命。
Paul the apostle here tells us, you are different.
是吧？保罗在这里告诉你，我们是不同的。
You're a believer.
我们是信徒。
You are God's child.
你是神的这个儿女。
Verse 18.
彼得前书第六章十八节。
First Corinthians 6:18.
第六章第十八节。
I ask you if you have a red pen, mark it.
如果你有一支红笔的话，请你把它画下来。
You know, do you mark your Bibles?
你没有涂你的画下你的这个些重要的经文呢
？Important parts.Underline.
重要的你必须要画。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
The first two words, flee fornication.
你们要逃避淫情。
Never indulge in this sin.
千万不要犯这个罪。
Every sin that the man commits is outside the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body.
人所犯的无论什么罪都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。
You say, well, I don't do it.
你讲话，我没有做这件事情。
Do you know that today in the handheld gadget, by the way, I don't have it, and I don't know what it does, but I know it does it.
我知道，我现在我们手上拿的那个手机。
I was told if you press the right buttons, you can get the right pictures.
如果你按对的这个钮的话，你就将得到那个你要的这些录像。
And they say never mind lah. Christians also can.
你像没有相干的基督徒也是可以这样做。
And some of them come and ask for help.
啊，有些人呢，他们犯了这罪呢，他们就来请求。
What can we do?
啊，我们怎么帮助他们呢？
The lust is there.
那现在的这个情欲已经在那边。
The pictures are there.
那些图片是在那边的。
I can get it anytime.
随时随地都可以看的。
It used to be in big computers.
以前是在大的那个电脑。
Now small computers held in the hand.
在你手上的小的这个电脑已经可以看到的。
The word of God says, "Don't."
神的话告诉我们不要犯罪，不需要逃避淫情。
Mental fornication,
在脑思想上的这个淫情
，and actual physical fornication,
实在的这个淫情。
You understand what is fornication?
你知道什么叫淫情吗
？Yes. This is lasciviousness.
这是放纵的情欲。
In action,
就是在真正的放纵的情欲。
It is not harmless.
这不是没有害的。
Read on.
再读一读。
Verse
19.
What? Don't you know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
When you believe in Jesus Christ,
当你相信主耶稣基督，
you have pledged yourself to belong to Him.
你已经宣誓说你要把自己献给主，
to receive the control of the Holy Spirit.
让圣灵来统治你。
The Holy Spirit will indwell your heart and your life and your body.
圣灵将会内住在你的身体，你的身体。
Your body no longer belongs to you yourself.
你的身体不再属于自己的。
But belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这是属于主耶稣基督的。
Then His grace comes.
他的恩典就临到你的身上。
Effective for you.
是对你有效的
to forgive you your sins,
让你的罪能够得到赦免
read on
再继续的读
your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit
你们的身子就是圣灵的殿
which is in you
就是住在你里面
you believe in the Lord Jesus
你没有相信主耶稣基督
your body has become the temple
你的身子已经变成圣灵的殿
of the Holy Spirit
已经成为圣灵的殿了
Please understand.
明白这一点。
Then the grace of God comes over you.
那神的恩典就临到你身上。
Then you can rejoice you have the grace of God.
你要为着这样子的来感恩。
Last part of verse 19. You are not your own anymore.
这边说到你们不是自己的人。
You do not need to believe in Jesus, but you have.
你不需要相信主耶稣，但是今天你已经相信了主耶稣。
You understand that without Jesus, you are doomed.
你知道你没有主耶稣，你将会灭亡。
And He has saved you.
他已经拯救了你。
On the cross, He died for you.
他在十字架上为你而死。
You look to Him and you will say, Lord, forgive me for all my sins.
你仰望他，你说求他赦免一切的罪恶。
I want to have eternal life in Jesus Christ.
你说我要在主耶稣里面得到永恒的生命。
If you with your mouth confess the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that Christ has died for you and risen from the dead for you,
如果你口里承认，心里相信他从死里复活了，
you become a child of God.
你将会成为神的儿女。
You are different.
你是不同的。
You are different.
你是不同的。
A child of God.
你是神的儿女。
With the promise of a place in the heavens.
将得到这个在天上的这个福气。
Some people have the hippie culture.
那些有喜比斯的这些文化的人。
Don't worry.
他们说不要担心。
Enjoy this life.
享受这个世上的情谊。
Yes, do they enjoy?
你想他们是不是在享受？
Sin is not unpleasant in many ways.
你罪呢，其实是不是令人讨厌的。
It is the aftermath of sin that is terrible.
那是其实罪呢是在犯罪中呢，它是。
There is a price you pay.
那你必须要付出一个代价。
Because you belong to God.
因为你是属于神的。
Now you say, why should I worry?
那想为什么要担心呢？
This life is so temporary.
哇，这个生命是短暂的。
No matter how much you try to enjoy yourself, it is limited.
那无论你怎么样的享受，只不过是有限的。
How long do you expect to enjoy yourself?
你想你能够享受多久呢？
70 years?
70年吗？
80 years?
80年吗？
After that you say, it's only labor and sorrow.
那之后你就讲了这是劳苦，只不过是愁烦罢了。
Only a burden.
只不过是一种重担罢了。
After that what?
之后会有什么呢？
Eternity.
那就是永恒。
You know what is eternity?
有什么叫永恒呢？
It's very hard to imagine now.
是很难，现在很难想象的。
But eternity has no end.
永恒是没有结束的。
When you get to heaven, you thank God, no end.
我们到永恒的时候，我们为着我们能够进入永恒来感谢神。
You are in peace and joy and happiness without sin, no end.
我们在那里将来享受平安，将会有这个无罪，我们将
有永恒的享受。Believe in Jesus, they go down to hell.
那些不相信主耶稣，他们将要下地狱。
And what is in hell?
地狱里面有什么呢？
Devils and fire and worms, according to what our Lord Jesus tells us.
按照主耶稣是说，那里有这个魔鬼，有这个恶者，有这个罪人，有虫，有
火。And regret all the time.
那你将会在那里永远的懊悔。
Can you change your fate?
你能够不能改变你的这个
Can you get out of hell?
你可以从这地里面出来吗？
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们，
Verse 20,
第二十节，
You're bought with a price.
因为你们是重价买来的。
When you become a Christian,
当你成为一个基督徒的时候，
We are here to celebrate 19 years.
在这里我们也庆祝19周年。
It cost the Son of God the death on the cross for us.
这我们能够得救是因为主耶稣降生来为我们死。
Leaving heaven's glory in order to come to this dismal earth.
他离开天上荣华来到这世界上。为什么呢？
The King of Kings, Lord of Lords, our Creator, our Redeemer, came down for us.
我们的万王之王、万主之主，我们的救世主，我们的上帝来到世上，这就是这个福音。
Believe it.
你相信不相信
？Oh, thank God, we all have received this gospel.
我们感谢说我们已经。
But remember what it cost the Son of God.
这个对于这个主耶稣神的儿子，他到底付出什么代价呢
？Verse 20.
在二十节，
我们也 bought with a price，
因为你们是重价买来的。
Therefore glorify God，
所以要在你们身子上荣耀神。
In your body， in your body，
在身子上荣耀神。
Not in your imagination，
是在这个幻想中，在这个想象中荣耀他。
Don't pretend you're glorifying God，
不要假想你在荣耀。
Glorify God the way we live。
按照我们的生活来荣耀。
We do things，
我们
就
做事情。
Private and in secret，
无论在私底下或者在公共的面前，公众的面前，荣耀。
Your spirit and your body are God's，
因为我们的这身体和灵都是属于神的。
This is today's message，
这是我们今天的信息。
Standing
for the old faith.
站立在这个古旧的真道上,
many churches today do not preach the old faith.
很多的教会现在没有, 宣扬这个古旧的这个信仰。
Many churches say you keep on sinning, keep on confessing.
啊,
just go and confess.
很多教会说你一直犯罪,
so, you go often? Yes, because you sin often. But don't worry, you just go and keep on sinning, keep on confessing.
他们说你犯罪没问题，犯罪之后你继续的承认你的罪，然后继续的犯罪。
There is a price to pay, dear friend.
我们知道我们必须要付代价。
Stand on your faith.
这边说站立在这古旧的圣殿上。
19th anniversary of Calvary Tengah BB Church.
在这个19周年的时候,
why did we come here?
为什么来到这里?
Because the gospel imperative says, go into all the world and preach the gospel.
因为在这个福音的事上，主耶稣这样子的吩咐说，到全世界去这个传福音。
Calvary first came out of Life Church.
啊，加利堂呢是开始的时候是从这个生命堂出来的。
1969.
是1969年。
And Calvary Pandan came out of Calvary Jurong.
那这个班旦是从这个伊朗那边出来的。
Why?
为什么呢？
For the gospel's sake.
是因着福音的缘故。
What does the gospel say?
福音说什么呢?
Go into all the world and preach the gospel.
就是到世界上去传福音。
That is our gospel debt.
这是我们的福音的债。
Coming to remember the Lord for His goodness for 19 years is empty if we do not have anything to repay the Lord.
如果我们来这里庆祝而没有还主的债的话，这是一个虚空的举动。
Jesus, before he went to heaven, says, "You will be my witnesses."
啊，对于上面升天之前，他对门徒说，
"Go into all the world."
你要到世界的各地。
Now, Tengah is poised to expand.
那这个登嘉已经预备好要扩展。
Do you know?
你知道吗？
Are you prepared?
你预备好了没有？
For this coming expansion.
你预备这个扩展的这施工吗？
Every neighborhood is growing.
我们的这个邻里都已经在扩展了。
Singapore is heading towards 6 million.
新加坡的人数要增加到600万。
And it is heading towards 7 million.
甚至到700万。
Who knows? It will grow bigger and bigger.
我们可能会越来越大。
More and more prosperous.
那接下来越繁荣。
Are you concerned?
你关心不关心?
Standing on the old faith.
也站立在古旧的这个真道。Remember
that the Lord died for you.
知道主耶稣为我们死。
And we have a gospel debt to pay.
我们有一个要付这个付完这个福音的债。
You must pay your debt.
你必须要付这个付清这个福音的债。
Live for the Lord.
你必须要为主而活。
Go for the Lord.
为主而出去。
Standing on the old faith.
站立在古旧的真道上。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们天上的父,
we thank thee for 19 good years.
我们为着过去的19的这个丰年感谢你。
Bless your people at Calvary Tengah.
我们为着在增加的这些子民呢献上感恩。
That we resolve today to give our lives for thy sake.
让我们立定心志，能够把我们的生命献上给你。
To be used of God for the extension of the gospel.
让神使用能够扩建传播这个福音。
Help us to live pure and holy lives for thee.
让我们过着一个圣洁纯洁的生活。
We will receive the gospel grace.
我们已经领受了这福音恩典的人。
We live the life of gospel grace.
能够按照这个福音的恩典来过活。
Holy lives.
过着一个圣洁的生活,
to bring others to the Lord Jesus Christ.
能够引领别人来到主耶稣面前,
this is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告,
bless your people.
赐福这些你的百姓们,
in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求,
Amen. Amen.